So I'll be talking about hepatitis B variables in the 2014 Minnesota birth records. I am the perinatal hepatitis B prevention coordinator for the state of Minnesota. So our variables were added to Minnesota birth records in 2011. We captured data on the administration of date and time for hepatitis B immune globulin, as well as the date for the first dose of the vaccine. We also capture maternal hepatitis B surface antigen status, and that's just a drop-down menu with positive, negative, unknown. And then we also have a list of maternal infections that are present at the time of birth, and hepatitis B is one of those, and so that would just be a yes-no variable. We had three aims to this research. We wanted to see if we could identify any births that went unreported to the state. We also wanted to evaluate the accuracy of the variables on the birth records. And then we also wanted to assess the utility of using these records to aid in our case management activities. For the first piece, what we did is we took our 2014 birth records, which is about 69,000 births, and then we took our surveillance data for women of childbearing age. In Minnesota, we define that as 14 to 46. For this analysis, we expanded that out to 10 to 50. And these are women with hepatitis B probable or chronic infections. We matched those using Link Plus, and we had about 887 matches for manual review. After reviewing those, we had 439 that appeared to be potential matches. We then matched the infants that we were aware of, and we took those out. And then for the remaining, we confirmed the maternal infection status with the clinic or hospital. From that process, we were able to identify 13 infants that went unreported to the state. We also did this analysis in 2013 and 2015. In 2013, we found 6 births, and in 2015, we found 7. So this is actually a little bit higher than we normally see. And we were able to identify that actually half of these births occurred at one hospital, and were able to identify that they'd actually changed some of their processes that made some complications in their reporting process. So we're actually able to get that fixed and get kind of things sorted out with them so they don't have that error going forward. The second piece is we wanted to look at the accuracy of these data. So we looked at our case management data as our gold standard because we did know whether or not our infants received post-exposure prophylaxis at birth, and we were aware of the maternal infection status. We had 439 infants in our 2014 Minnesota-born cohort. As you can see, the birth dose of the vaccine is pretty accurate. Hepatitis B immune globulin, only about 3/4 were accurately documented. The maternal infection status was a little bit more variable, and we actually didn't see a lot of overlap in the accuracy of these variables. So when we looked at whether or not all four of these variables were accurate, only about half of these records had all four accurate. And a couple other things from this piece of it. 17% of the cases were marked as surface antigen negative, and the babies had no indication that they'd received HBIG. This is inaccurate, obviously. We knew the women were positive and that the babies had received HBIG. So that is particularly concerning. 10.7% of cases had no maternal indicator for infection. So again, just nothing to let us know that mom is positive. And then 8.4% of cases had no indicators of potential perinatal infection. So that means the maternal infection variables were inaccurate, and there's no documentation of receipt for HBIG. And the last piece of our evaluation is we actually took the rest of the records, so the women where we did not have any record that they'd have been that they were infected with hepatitis B, but they were marked as being positive for hepatitis B on the birth records. So it was actually 197 women. And we called on every single one of these. 3/4 of them were actually documented as being negative for hepatitis B, so that's likely just some misinterpretation of lab results or misdocumentation of their status. We did not receive a response back on 19% of them. To be very honest, we did not spend a huge, huge amount of time on this, so we certainly probably could have done a little bit of extra work. But given the fact that we knew right off the bat with what we were getting back pretty early that 3/4 of them did not have hepatitis B, we weren't too concerned about following up on everyone. And then 7% had no labs on file. So in conclusion, we did find that this analysis is valuable for identifying missed babies. Even if we only identified one baby, that would certainly be worth the effort that we put into this. It does not take a considerable amount of time, and anything that we can do to identify these infants is helpful. This analysis was really greatly strengthened and actually only possible because we have a robust surveillance system. If we did not have surveillance data on hepatitis B, we would not have been able to do this analysis. And then there are quite a few data inconsistencies, and that really prevents us utilizing birth records for general case management activities, unfortunately. And that's all I have. Thank you.